And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Cainan. And Enos lived after he begat Cainan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Cainan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalaleel. And Cainan lived after he begat Mahalaleel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalaleel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 530 years, and begat Selah. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Selah 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Selah lived 30 years, and begat Eber. And Selah lived after he begat Eber 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years, and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years, and begat Reu. And Peleg lived after he begat Reu 209 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 230 years, and begat Serug. And Reu lived after he begat Serug 207 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years, and begat Nahor. And Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years, and begat Terah. And Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years, and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have, and lived, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends? For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. though while he lived he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came in into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most straitest sect of our religion I lived a Pharisee, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her, and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.